The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Shavuos Daf Yud Gimel, the final shiur in the inyanim of the Se'irim, the Korbanim Musaf, and the Kaporis of the Korbanos that were brought on Yom Tov. We discussed it from various angles, from the angle of Halacha, Musar, Machshava. We'll add one more point that combines a little bit of everything. The Ramban in Emor and Pinchas, Medayik in the Psukim, that the Hakrovas Korbonis of Musafim was only Kishenichnas Ularitz, was only Bebias Ularitz. There were several mitzvahs in this discussion, about what was performed by Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, even though they were already Mitzuvah and Tayag. Certainly Bris Milah was Mitzuvah, it's a question. There was no Bris Milah, there was no Korban Pesach. You can bring Korban Pesach of the Zarelim, not only for the Oral himself, his father, and so on. So l'chor, there was no Korban Pesach for 40 years. It was only when they came in, El Eretz Neshoves, that they made matzahs from the Tuos Haaretz, Ol Shailah of the Chodesh, how they make it. Korban Pesach, one of the things that the Rishonim is Medayik that was not performed is the Ramban and Emor and Pinchas, like we said, that says that the Seirim of Yom Tov, the Korbanos of Yom Tov, were not brought ad BSR. It's until the Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael. There's one of the famous, most brilliant Svarim that were put out the last Tkufa in Poland before the war was a Sefer called Ambur de Sifri, which was on the Pirushana Sifri that was printed. There's a lot of back and forth over there with Menachem Zemba. There's a tremendous shtiklich of goinus, of iluyishkeit over there. The Ambur de Sifri, it's a famous sefer, is mitarets on a famous kasha. The kasha is, the one opens up a Pasha Shmini, despite what the Ramban says in Emor and Pinchas, the Ramban says in Pasha Shmini, the whole back and forth that after the Nodavan Viu were killed, and Aaron Uponov, Elozavi, some were winding him, and they burnt the Korban, and Moshe Rabbeinu had tainus in them, because the Rabban Shem said they shouldn't be misnayig baninus, and Aaron HaKoyin answered all sugi and zvochim, Aaron HaKoyin answered, Rashi brings the whole discussion, Alatari and Pasha Shmini, that Hein Lehuva is Domo, that the Korban, that the Rabban Shalal meant was the Korbanus of that day, was the Korbanus Hashoah, Masha'ikin, the Korban of Seirim of Rosh Chodesh, which were brought, but it wasn't specifically for that day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, thereafter was going to be a Korban every month, and that, because of that, that Korban was not to be brought by Ninus, that Korban was burnt, and not eaten, because I owned him also Bekotchim, says the Moshe, Vayishma Moshe, Vayitaveinu of Moshe Rabbeinu was maskim. And in that parasha, the Pasuk says that they brought Seirim of Rosh Chodesh. That's where Rashi Cheshem is it out. There were the Seirim of, there were the Korbanos that had to be brought specifically from the Nesiim of that day. That was Ha'iru HaShoah. And that the Rabban Shem clearly told Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu gave all the time to Bonov, that they were not too gorgeous, that they were unnim in burning the Korban. But not Legabe the Seirim of Rosh Chodesh, not Legabe the Korban Musif of Rosh Chodesh. It's clear discussion, in which case Mufurish that they did bring Korbanos. Zogt Ambur de Sifri that this that it says that Aaron Ubonov brought Seirim Rosh Chodesh was only Seirim Rosh Chodesh of Rosh Chodesh. Doesn't say they brought Yom Tov. They're all part of the same Arechus HaKorbanos, which is what we've been discussing. That the Korban Chatos, the Seirim of Rosh Chodesh and the Seirim of Yom Tov, even though one is on Tumas Midrash Kadosh and B'yedi, Eloi B'yedi, all the different Pratim that are discussed now as Sugis, but Be'etzim, they're all part of the same idea. They all are brought B'shas Yom Tov on Inyonei Tumas Midrash Kadosh, and that's why they could be switched from Yom Tov to Yom Tov, and so on, what we've discussed in the Sugis. On that, Amud Zivis is a brilliant shtickl. He says that the Seirim of Me'adim was mitayr on Tumas Midrash Kadoshov. That didn't exist in the Midbar. Because it says that Nani Akova were maflit to anybody who was Tameh. There were no Tmeim wandering around in the Mishkan, because Tmeim were pushed out by that Nani Akova that says that's how Amalek attacked Klal Yisrael, because the Tmeim was standing outside. They were able to kill the Tmeim that were outside the protective cover of the Anani HaKovid. So Mel, there was no problem of Tumas Migdash V'Kadosha. What would there be a problem of? The Rosh Chodesh is heavier like Kaparaskram, B'Glal Shemiyati is Alavona. That is true even in the Midbar. So Siri Rosh Chodesh, they did bring Siri Yomtiv, they didn't bring Ad Kadvar V'Kadoshim of Damud Zivil Chayra Goyne Goynes. There's only one little problem. Technical problem. The Pasuk in Pasha Shmini says that Moshe Rabbeinu had tainus on them that they burnt the carbon which was given to them to bring. Lo seis avoyinu eido. What's lo seis avoyinu eido? The Gemara in Shavuos by us in Daf Tesim and Aleph says Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshov. Shteit Mefurish L'chayra in the Pasuk of lo seis avoyinu eido that they brought a carbon to be mitrin mechaper on Tumas Migdash. How could you say that's only the carbonus of Yomtiv, but the carbon of Rosh Chodesh is for something else, and that's why this is applicable in the Midbar, and this was not applicable in the Midbar? Chayr, one can't say that. I was thinking maybe al derech hagodo to be able to be miyashiv this kasha. Yes, that there's a chiluk between Siri Rosh Chodesh and Siri Yomtiv, but maybe different than that being this bamboo the Sivri says, and maybe this would be miyashiv the kasha in a more straightforward way. True. The pasuk says La Se Savoino Edo that there was a need for kapora, that there was a need for kapora even in Midbar. But perhaps one could say like this: Lemaisa, we explained that the Indian of Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshov and the Indian of Miyat Yorech is really one and the same. Miyat Yorech symbolizes the idea that we're the Rabban Shem put us in a situation, Rabban Shem created the world with an innate inability to reach shleimus because we're living in a world of bechira. We're living in a world where ostensibly, since we make choices, we're disconnected from the Rabban Shem. Our avoida is to be mevatel, machni ourselves, that we don't have a choice. We serve the Rabban Shem because that's our reality. I know avdo dekut shemirichu. By being mevatel and being machni ourselves without choice to the Rabban Shlal, by using our Bechira, so to speak, to create a no need for Bechira, Batoiv. The Toiv comes from within. What we've done is, we've created the ability for Bechira not to limit us. So really, the idea of Mir Tisalavona, which has to do with that, is really the same Tum Zaman Migdosh V'Kadosha, which is also the inability to totally be in this battle to the Machma Migdosh, because we're living in a world of Tum, we're living in a world that's limited, the world of Bechira. These are ideas that we discussed, Be'ez Hashem, over the past previous year. One can say that Lamaisa, this represents itself, this basic struggle between Shleimus and between Bechiru, between Shleimus and between the need to be Mitayel, to be Misakin, is a struggle both on the Bria level, like we saw Rashi that speaks about Miyat Yerech, the Bria itself was created that way, and then this Klal Yisrael. On a practical level, Klal Yisrael is given free will, we're given Bechira, and on the other hand, we're supposed to be choosing to serve the Rabban Shalom, Bechinas Nasiv, Nishma, Kofalem HaGigis. Maral says, we're all supposed to feel the force of the Kofalem HaGigis. Kofalem HaGigis wasn't just a historical fact, it created a reality that a Yid has to learn Torah, a Yid has to keep Yisham HaTorah Mitzvahs. He has no Mitzvahs, Poitei Kvaraskim, if he doesn't keep to that Mitzvahs. So on the one hand, we're living in a world of Bechira, which gives us the ability to earn our keep instead of just getting it as a freebie. On the other hand, we're living in a world of limit. A world of bechira means that there's a possibility, there's a distinct possibility, kiviyochel, so to speak, to supersede, to deny the Rabban Shalom's will, even though we know that everything is preordained from the Rabban Shalom that we spoke about. But as far as we could see, we're denying his battles to the Rabban Shalom. In that sense, these two ideas of Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshov and the idea of Rosh Chodesh, of Miyat Al HaYerech, is really one and the same. However, when we talk about the Yerech, we're talking on the level of the Bria. When we talk about Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshov, we're talking about the specific event of coming to Beis HaMikdash, the specific Avodah of Beis HaMikdash, which was unique to Klal Yisrael. Perhaps we can find a place where this expresses itself in the Nusach of Davening. According to the Eretz Yisrael, where they say the Shir Shal Yom of the Goyim. So on each day they say only one Shir Shal Yom. There's no such thing as Shabbos or Shchedesh, they're saying Mizmer Shal Yom of Shabbos and Baruch HaNafshi. If Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, we say the Yom of Shabbos. Shabbos is Mevatel, even Yom Kippur. Once a year, the Shir Shal Yom of Yom Kippur, I think it's capital Lamed Dalet, Lamed Hey, Ashen Nesui Pesha. If Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, we mavatl the Tshir Shoyim of Yom Kippur, and we say the Tshir Shoyim of Shabbos, we say Mizmer Shoyim of Shabbos. What's interesting is that might be true on Yom Tov and Yom Kippur, but not on Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, we say the after, we say, sorry, the Tshir Shoyim of Rosh Chodesh. What's the Pshat? Rosh Chodesh have more Kiddushin than Yom Kippur? No. The Pshat is that Yom Kippur, Shabbos, all this have to do with the mitzius of the Rabban Shalom in his relationship to Klal Yisrael. Even Shabbos is Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim is something that's unique to Klal Yisrael. When we talk about Miyat HaYerech, we're talking about the Bria as a whole. So when we talk about the Shir Shol Yoyim, the Shir meaning to say the Shlemus of that day, Vinagea, a level of Klal Yisrael, and then we want to talk also on that day, Rosh Chodesh, to a Shir Shol Yoyim of Baruch Nafshi as Hashem of Shlemus of the Bria. Shlemus of the Bria has Kedima because it's larger and it's more all-encompassing than the Shlemus just of Klal Yisrael. Going back to what we're discussing, Moedi talking, the Pshat is when Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar, there was nothing lacking. The Gemara Brachos refers to the state of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar as Oisim Ritzoin Shomachim. They lived in perfect tandem with the Ratzon Hashem. He got up in the morning, he didn't think he was being mufarnas himself. He knew he had to go out to the bear to get water. He knew he had to collect mon. He knew when he went out to the mon that if the mon was closer, it's because he was on a higher madrega than he was yesterday. If the mon was further, so then he went on a lower madrega. The whole mitzius that they had was a mitzius which was saturated with the world of Rabban Shalom. Wasn't shaykh to walk away, to not have ever present the Rabban Shalom in one's consciousness. That was the reality. And the Gemara says that's the Enoch Hanami, even though the halacha is like a Bishmoel, that Vosafti Ganecha, one should provide parnasa for one's family, one should be Misasik, at least be Miktas, Binyoni Elim Azeh. But still, the halacha is that that halacha is only for all Doris. Masha'engim, we're talking about Dor HaMidbar. Dor HaMidbar was the Dor of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai V'Chaverut. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. The Madrega of Kuloi, living Oichle Amon, Lenit and Torah Oichle Amon, that was the Madrega of that time. It could be there for 40 years. The Taka was no Havo of the Korban Tumas Migdash Gedosh, like the Buddha Sifri says. On the level of the Bria still wasn't Shalim. So Mela Korban Rosh Chodesh, which was a Korban that was brought for not only Tumas Migdash Gedosh, but a Korban that was brought Mela Layerech, how that would be applicable. They brought the Korban of Rosh Chodesh, they brought the Korban in Yom Tov, Lav Davka. For 40 years, the Korban is of Yom Tov in this battle. However, the first year, before there was a Beis HaMikdash, or on the day that the Beis HaMikdash came down, there was a flaw in Klal Yisrael. The day the Nadav and Avihu were killed, there was a flaw in Klal Yisrael. On that day, they brought the Korban Chatos, the Soyer of Rosh Chodesh also. So maybe that would be a little bit different than what Amud Dizri says while still preserving his Cheshbon.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.